Today is Sunday the 21st of July, beginning the 16th week of Ordinary Time. Amanda Cook sings Shepherd. As you begin to pray, reflect on God's shepherding over your life. Today's reading is from the prophet Jeremiah.
Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, it is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer, or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. Thank you.
today's passage, we hear the promise of the prophet Jeremiah that the God of Israel will raise up shepherds for those who need them, and will raise up one who will save Israel and lead with wisdom. A shepherd is someone who guides, who takes care, and who gathers together. Who are the people who have guided you and cared for you? If someone comes to mind, take a moment to give thanks for them. Equally, are there people you know who are in search of guidance and direction? If so, remember one such person and pray for their well-being. As you listen to the passage again, you might like to reflect on what it means to be a shepherd.
Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, it is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold. And they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer, or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: The Lord is our righteousness.
In the scriptures, the image of a shepherd is sometimes employed to describe Jesus. Jesus is someone who feels compassion for people and takes care of those who are struggling. As this time of prayer comes to an end, take a moment to lift up your life and heart to Jesus, sharing whatever it is that you are in need of today, commending it to the one who assures us of his care. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.